Welcome back. 5:36, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times on this Monday afternoon in the nation's capital. And I'm joined now by Robert Knight, Washington Times columnist and senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union. Got a great piece in today's Washington Times entitled Classless Warfare Fails in Wisconsin. Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy. I was listening to your show earlier, and I heard the clips from Richard Trumka trying to make sense of this whole thing.
Yeah, you know, it's baffling. It really is baffling to me. But it's all about the money, Bob.
Well, yeah, that's what he said, and he neglected to say that the unions had spent $21 million, as you pointed out.
Yeah, just an oversight, just a small oversight.
Yeah.
You know, they only had 3.9, the Republicans spent 30.5, and as you heard, Trumka has now bumped that to $50 million. He says, he said yesterday on Face the Nation that the Republicans spent $50 million. Now, NBC, if I recall correctly, and you may have even pointed it out in your story, they had come up with a total of like $64 million being injected into this race, a total for both sides. So if you do the math, sounds like they were pretty much even.
Yeah, but of course. But remember, this included Senate seats. They recalled several Republican senators and failed in all instances but one. And that's a close call. That's under 1,000 votes. I don't know if that's going to be challenged or not.
Yeah.
I would imagine they would, given that it will turn the Senate control over to the Democrats in Wisconsin. And that's the one thing they can point to, other than the poll showing that today, allegedly, Obama would beat Romney by 7 points. I don't believe that. I think Wisconsin's very much in play now. And they're trying to put the best face they can on this thing.
Yeah, and you know what's very interesting about that number, that 7% number, that evidently was taken by the same people, that poll was taken by the same people who predicted on the night of the election that it was a dead heat, and of course, Walker won by 7.
Yeah, remember that dead heat between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan back in 1980?
Yeah.
Dead heat.
Yeah. Yeah, I had forgotten about that. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. All right. I tell you, anytime I look at polls, if the Republicans even within a percentage point or two, I say, well, that's it. It's going to be a big victory for the Republican.
Yeah. All right. And let's face it, the union guys, they're the ones who started all of this money warfare stuff. These unions have been supporting Democrats to the tune of millions of dollars for years.
Well, they have, and that's one reason Scott Walker clipped the wings of the public employee unions, because they were negotiating pay raises over the table with the very people they'd supported heavily in elections. So you had a major conflict of interest that even FDR denounced.
Yeah.
Union basher was Franklin Roosevelt, but he said, gee, that's different from private employee unions, where you have two distinct sides. But when you have the very people who are taking taxpayer dollars and shoveling them toward the unions, getting money from the unions, it's a clear conflict.
Yeah, it sure is. Trumka also said, I don't know if he caught this earlier or not, he also said the only thing Walker won was the right to finish his term. I would disagree with that.
Come on, this was resounding thumping of not only the unions, but of the media, which didn't give Walker any credit. And it was also a victory for common sense, because Walker saved jobs. He didn't resort to layoffs. They reduced the cost for school districts by not having to get health insurance through the labor union's monopoly. And that he actually decreased taxes. I mean, he can go on and on. And he did it without a mean bone in his body. You know, that's the thing about Scott Walker. He's a man of faith. He's very straightforward. He doesn't do it with a sneer like some politicians do.
Right.
He's a nice guy. And they had a tough time making him out to be this evil mastermind.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? After the election, you had people like Jay Carney saying, hey, it's not a big deal. And all of the people on MSNBC that evening, they were just saying, hey, you know, this doesn't say anything about future elections. Really?
Yeah, you said, I certainly wouldn't read much into yesterday's result beyond its effect on who's occupying the governor's seat in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, this is why Barack Obama skipped Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know,
he flew over it on the way to Minnesota fundraisers.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't help but notice that. He sort of steered clear of Wisconsin, and he didn't even talk about it after the loss. In fact, people were mad on Friday at the White House press briefing that he held at, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, that he, on the way out the door, there was a question shouted to him about the Wisconsin recall, and he had no comment, and no one ever brought it up during the actual press conference. So, I mean, it appeared the media was doing him a favor there, and then, of course, he had the opportunity to just walk away when he finally did get a question.
Yeah, I can always tell when the conservative side has won a victory. The media just goes silent.
Yeah.
You have to, dig deep to find out who won something.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. But Obama was really too busy raising money. I mean, he went to the West Coast, and he went to fundraisers in San Francisco and L.A. and raised, according to the Washington Times, $5.3 million, at least, at these fundraisers.
Yeah. And you know the funny part about that, I laugh all the time because he slams Wall Street types all day long, and then at night he goes and he takes their money and they hand it to him.
Yeah, they do. $35,000 a plate luncheon in San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I haven't been to more than four or five of those this year myself, Andy.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's been a slow week for me. I've only made a couple of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
See, my wife started getting on me, It was getting to be a habit, so yeah. I cut it out.
Yeah. All right. And one other thing that I loved about this vote in Wisconsin is that 38% of union voters voted for Walker. That's got to just absolutely drive people like Trump nuts.
Yeah, with all the heavy propaganda, the heavy union turnout as far as knocking on the doors, I mean, they threw the kitchen sink at this thing. And here, more than a third of their membership says, no, we like this guy. He's doing a good job. He's saving jobs in Wisconsin. We're going to keep him. That is a huge rebuke to the unions.
Yeah. And it wasn't just Wisconsin. There were a couple of things going on out in California as well, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, they clipped the wings of the public employee unions in San Jose and San Diego. And San Diego, a little more understandable. You got a lot of Republicans in San Diego County and in the city. But San Jose is a very Democratic city.
Yeah.
And yet they passed a couple measures that reduce the public employees union power. Mm. And that didn't get much play either.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, as usual, great piece in today's Washington Times. Folks, check it out if you haven't read it. Classless Warfare Fails in Wisconsin. It's by Robert Knight. Bob, good to talk to you again. Thanks.
Always good to talk to you, Andy.
Take care. Robert Knight, it is 5:43, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.